Hi, this is Rob Heppel from funeralfuturist.com, and today I'm with Stephen Olson. Stephen, welcome to Funeral Gurus.
Hey, great to be with you, Rob.
Now, Stephen, we're here in your office at Royal Oak Burial Park in Victoria, BC, and we've been talking about your new green burial section that's coming. And can you just give a little bit of background about the interest that was revolving around green burials in Victoria and then what you did about that?
Sure. Well, actually, the interest in the green burial option started coming to my attention here at the burial park probably 8 or 9 years ago, actually. The first contact was made by a few individuals who had some interest in the concept. They had heard about what was happening in Great Britain, and we just sort of watched what was happening. I've been watching what's been happening in Great Britain, and then as the movement grew over there, the interest over here started to grow. BC is just naturally geared towards being very open-minded towards alternatives, so the interest really started to take a foothold in the community here. And then in the last few years, there seemed to be enough demand within the community for us to consider opening a green burial section.
So then, after you saw that there was the opportunity, what were the steps and kind of the procedures that you've taken in place to set aside some land and the kind of the established certifications that you're following?
Yeah, well, one of the obvious, as you say, one of the first things we had to do is identify land that would be suitable for it within the cemetery. That would meet the spirit of the green burial movement, but also be practical to us in terms of operation. We did conduct in between 2003, 2005, an environmental assessment of our entire property, and then a master plan process followed that. And in there, we identified probably 10 acres within the cemetery in various locations that would be suitable for green burial. Then after that, once you've identified the areas that would be suitable for it, it's a case of just like any other section or new development in the cemetery. You just go through the steps of planning, do site evaluations, site surveys, do a lot plan for it. I suppose one of the benefits in terms of the development is it's very simple because there's no infrastructure needed in terms of irrigation or water, that type of a thing. So it's just sort of once you've identified the land and you have the space and you can make it work, then it's just no different than any other development project in the cemetery.
And so then for maybe a cemetery or a cemeterian who's listening, anything to be aware of, any pitfalls that that maybe you've come across or that you could just warn them about? Or
yeah, I think you really have to, one of the first things you do is you have to be look at the site you want to use very critically. It's very important to pick the right location, and then the next thing to do is from the outset is to decide the green burial model that you're going to follow. And that's, I think, probably, you know, the pivot point of whether the area will succeed or not is you can't modify the sort of the spirit of it. Otherwise, I think you dilute the true intent of it, and the consumer will see through that. So we looked at the models that were working in Great Britain, and we said we're going to go with the highest green standard that's been established over there and work from that and without compromising on that, so that we can turn around and say to the consumer, this is the model that works in Great Britain. This is the truest form of green burial, and this is what we're sticking to. Now, when we open the site and get into the operational things, we may find that there are some issues that in the next phase of our green burial areas that we may have to modify.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then what about, maybe just to wrap up, talking to the funeral directors out there, because obviously this is going to be something new and we didn't do the greatest job of embracing cremation before. And what maybe can you offer as some advice as you've been going through this and even talking to the local funeral directors here?
Well, one of the obviously always comes down to communication. And right from the outset, when we decided we were going to go ahead with our green burial section, we've communicated to the funeral homes what we're doing. We want to work with them. We're working with them right now to source suppliers of green burial containers and caskets and shrouds. And we've said to them, it's not the intention of the cemetery to get into the funeral business. And we would expect that families will still go to the funeral home and use the services there that they need to there. And then we will work with the funeral home and they will come here for the interment service, just like you do with a conventional burial. And as far as talking to the funeral homes, the one thing that I'm seeing, because we're sort of at the leading edge of the interest level in the community here, is first of all, there's a huge amount of interest in this option. The interest is coming from cremation families. We have no sense that this will actually impact negatively our traditional or conventional burial. It's the people that are choosing cremation because they can't find an interment alternative that's acceptable to them. So I think if whether it's a cemetery operator or a funeral service provider, if you try to push back against this, or you try to treat it in a negative way, or think of the consumer as everybody in the industry initially treated people that wanted cremation in a negative way, you do so at your own peril. I think it's a trend. It's not going to change everything dramatically, but it is an option that people want, and that's what we're all in business to do, is provide a service and provide options.
And then hopefully it will just be one of the three disposition options that they have at the time. It'll just be fully integrated into the funeral service offerings.
Absolutely. That's it exactly. There's a portion of the population out there that this resonates for them on a very personal level, a spiritual level, an environmental consciousness. That's where it resonates for them. No different than a family that a mausoleum crypt resonates for them too. It has importance to them, and that's what we're here to do, is to try and meet all that. We have a huge spectrum of society and different cultures and belief systems and values, and I think the more we do to meet all those opportunities and give everybody an option within the context of the service we provide, then we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, I wish you all the best of luck, and we really look forward to seeing what's going to happen in the fall of 2008, and I'm sure this won't be the last conversation we have.
No, I'd be happy, as I've told everybody, Rob, I'd be happy, and I want to share our experience with everybody as we go forward. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Stephen, for sharing.
Thanks, Rob.